Corey Hutchins, from your article, it seemed like the big four candidates covered a lot of ground in Breckenridge, but then again, not a lot of ground. What seemed to go over best with the crowd?
Affordable housing. It's clearly an epidemic in Colorado, and each of the candidates did have somewhat different answers. Jared Polis kind of talked about what he's done in Congress in that particular area with federal laws that he's championed to convert a 300-unit affordable housing complex right there in Summit County. Carrie Kennedy talked about how, you know, she was the chief financial officer of the city of Denver when they created their first affordable housing fund. And then, you know, she said when she's governor, she will make affordable housing a priority. Ginsburg kind of said there's no silver bullet, but he did say that he would create a state office and hire someone who is responsible for planning across Colorado to deal with affordable housing. And Mike Johnson, he kind of told a personal story about how he sees friends and family where he grew up in that neck of the woods leaving because they just can't afford to live. And he said that he would want to make changes to the Taxpayers' Bill of Rights, or TABOR, which is the constitutional amendment we have. It asks voters to approve tax increases. And he said that, you know, TABOR has a lot to do with the affordable housing problem, so he'd deal with it that way.
You know, speaking of Mike Johnston, the other three topics that went along with affordable housing, according to your piece, were healthcare, water, and traffic congestion. And with regards to water, it seems like Mike Johnston was also the most specific of the four, talking about providing incentives for farmers to conserve water. Can you talk about how his idea compared to the ideas on water of the other three?
So water is a huge issue in Colorado. It's going to be something that both candidates on the right and the left are going to be tackling this year, because Governor Hickenlooper was the first governor to create a statewide water plan. So they're going to be questioned about how they feel about it. Mike Johnson talked about he had met a peach farmer in Palisade who basically confirmed to him that farmers really don't have any incentives to conserve water and that they waste a lot of it and they don't get punished for it. And he said that what he would do is create incentives. He wants to basically create like a marketplace where farmers who are more efficient with their water can kind of buy, sell, and lease conservation credits. None of the candidates, including Johnson, though, talked about how they would find money, you know, how they would generate money to do these things. But that was a pretty specific plan that Johnson had that others didn't. Noel Ginsburg, he talked about, you know, that he had met with some of the folks on Hickenlooper's statewide water plan who helped draft it. You know, he said he'd like to revisit it or something like that. Carrie Kennedy, you know, her solution was, you know, don't take any more water out of the rivers. Don't dry up any more farmland. But she didn't, as far as I can recall, didn't really say what kind of alternative solution there was. And Jared Polis, he basically said that he would do a 2.0 version of Hickenlooper's water plan.
It seems that for the most part, these candidates are a lot alike.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's going to happen in primaries, especially when you have such a, you know, a sprawling field, such a big race. One of the things that sticks out of my mind is something that Ed Perlmutter said. He's the congressman in Arvada. When he dropped out of the race a few weeks ago, he mentioned that it can be tough to run in a big primary like this where they're kind of all friends and they do share a lot of similar ideas. And his concern was that it, a lot of times it can just come down to personality. I do think, though, as we get further along in the race, it is early. You're going to see the candidates start to really contrast, you know, how they differ from the other ones. But right now in the kind of let's just get to know you phase, we're not seeing too much of that.
What was the elephant in the room or the elephant on the picnic table during this forum?
Who wasn't there? Donna Lynn. She's the current Democratic lieutenant governor. The Democrats in Summit County expected her to show up, and she didn't. That was at a time when she had filed paperwork to run for governor, but said that she was still kind of testing the waters and wasn't sure if she was going to announce. But this week, we found out that she will be announcing. And, you know, the big question is going to be how and whether she will shake up this race.
Corey Hutchins, reporter for the Colorado Independent. Thank you very much for your work, and thanks for joining me today.
Thank you.
That does it for this week's News Brief on KDNK. I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.